gentlemen, this is Mike McNally, and welcome back to another episode of the Dream Executive Podcast. This is an in-betweenisode. Pablo Picasso once said, "Good artists copy, but great artists steal." And yes, I did steal that from Tim Ferriss. So these in-betweenisodes are short-form audio essays in between the longer stuff. So if you're interested in the longer video, the longer interview format, just head over to dreamexec.com/podcast and you'll find all sorts of long interviews with entrepreneurs, change makers, and people who I consider to be world-class in their fields. And that's everything from relationships to success to health and fitness. So in the meantime, I'm going to present to you a short essay that is entitled "How to Be Happy, A Practical Guide." And I'm not going to edit any of this, so if I stumble, please forgive me. And make sure you stick around to the end because I've got a very exciting announcement for you and I think you're really going to love it. So here we go. How to Be Happy, A Practical Guide. The reason you're unhappy and what to do about it. We've all experienced happiness and we've all experienced unhappiness, some of us more than others. If you ever find yourself feeling unhappy, there is one thing that you can do, and the happiest people on the planet are those who do this one thing to the limit of their ability. Whether you're unhappy right now or simply want to become happier, this essay will give you the insight you need and provide tools to vastly improve your ability to be happy in any given situation. I will help you move from a place of pain, paralysis, and depression to one of power, energy, and excitement. Playing the victim versus taking responsibility. The beginning of all achievement in life starts with desire, knowing what you want. Most of us don't sculpt our lives. We accept what comes our way and then complain about it. We spend our entire lives waiting for someone or something to come along and make us happy. When you blame outside forces for your unhappiness, you are literally giving away your power and creating pain, paralysis, and depression. Taking responsibility for your own happiness means figuring out what you want in life and acting on it. The first and most important step to happiness is to make the choice that you want to be happy. If you can create your own misery, it stands to reason that you can create your own happiness. You owe this not only to yourself, but to those loved ones around you. Adopt a definitive purpose to be happy, and then stand by that purpose. Once you become aware that you have created much of your own unhappiness, it is important not to blame yourself. Don't punish yourself and don't put yourself down. Understand, given the person you were in that moment, you have always done the best you possibly could. So you have total control over but one thing, and that is your thoughts. This requires both self-discipline and habit. Control your mind or it will control you. As you go through each day, realize that at every moment you have the ability to choose the way you feel. Fail to control your own mind and you will fail to control your happiness. Your subconscious only believes what you feed it, not what is true. Increase the sum of happiness in the world by starting with yourself and then radiating it out to others. Identify and remove negatives. The second step is to identify the times when you are least happy and to reduce them as much as possible. For example, if you don't enjoy a particular activity, simply refrain from doing that activity. If it must be done, ask whether or not you are the right person to do it. Could someone else do it, or could it be outsourced or delegated? One of the biggest problems we as human beings face on the road to success and happiness is the habit of leaving our minds open to the influence of negative people. Begin to remove yourself from those relationships which poison your happiness and spend more time with those who encourage you to follow your dreams. Remember, we cannot control the world, but we can control our reactions to it. Identify and cultivate positives. The third step is to identify the times when you are most happy and expand them as much as possible. For example, if helping others brings you joy, help more people. Happiness, like the mind, will atrophy if not exercised. The best way to spend your time. Time is something that there never seems to be enough of. Time is not only one of our most valuable commodities, but one of our most precious gifts. I'd like to argue that one of the best ways in which you can spend your time is to help people, to contribute, to get involved in something bigger than yourself and become a participating member, a volunteer. Last year, for the first time in my life, I helped raise some money for a charity called Africa on the Ball. That money will help fund the purchase of a bus for the community of Kilingalinga in Zambia, which is one of Africa's poorest nations. The bus will not only allow the football team the opportunity to travel to away matches, but will also provide jobs within the community. And for the first time in my life, I realized that I did matter and that I actually could make a difference in the world. So contribution to me means beginning exactly where you are, taking a look around, seeing what needs to be done, and doing it. I can't think of a better way to invest your time. So here's another question to ask yourself. If you're currently not giving to charity, why aren't you giving money to charity? Are you fear-based and worried about starving or something weird like that? You'll be fine. Give. Your call to action. Albert Einstein once said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I'd like to now offer you an opportunity to try something new, to do something extraordinary. We'll be launching a brand new project, and I want you to be part of it. For the past few years, I've been thinking about all the ways in which I can help you live your dreams. One thing that has helped me most along my way has been reaching out and finding mentors. That's why I'm teaming up with Yuri and Clemen from Renaissance Mentors, and we will be offering free coaching and mentorship programs via Skype. So, how can coaching help you? The foundation of living your dreams and getting the best out of life starts with your mindset. Don't make the mistake I made for 21 years. Be humble and have the humility to learn from others. And no matter what your goals are, you've probably ran, like I have, into one or even both of these problems. Number one, working really hard and getting poor or no results. Or number two, working really hard and getting good results, but sacrificing your social life, amongst other things, and just feeling miserable. So if you're tired and want results without sacrifice, coaching and mentorship can help you. So here's how we will help. We are here to guide you and get you started on your journey on the right track. We only entertain what works. We love solving problems and coming up with creative solutions. And if we don't know the answer to one of your questions, we're not going to lie to you. We'll tell you that we don't know and we'll do our best to find the answer. Our coaching and mentorship programs focus on Tai Lopez's four pillars of the good life. That's health, wealth, love, and happiness. So you might be wondering, why is coaching free? Well, it's free because we want to help you. And we want to get better as coaches and learn how to better help people. You know, we don't want your money. We want you to live the life you deserve, and we grow regardless. Programs run on a donation basis, meaning that there's no obligation to pay whatsoever. To some people, a basic education is an impossible dream, and we want to provide opportunities not only to you, but to the less fortunate. So if you do decide that you'd like to donate, all the money will go directly to Pencils of Promise to support the Dream School Project. If you haven't heard of the Dream School Project, this is my quest to raise $25,000 to help build a school with Pencils of Promise. And this has been my big goal for 2015. We're over 1% of the way there, and there's still a lot of work to go. So if you'd like to be involved in that, please let me know. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. So this is the mentorship program that I wish I had years ago. And we're currently offering free coaching spots. And this type of coaching may not be available forever. We don't take this service lightly, and neither should you. So this is not the only way to happiness, and I'm not saying that this will cure your unhappiness. What I am saying is that this has worked for me as well as some of the most successful people on the planet. This opportunity, if you choose to take it, could well be the start of your journey towards success and happiness. So if you're ready to take this journey with me, please head over to the blog, that's dreamexec.com. You can subscribe to my email newsletter and you'll be the first to know when the program launches. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought of this episode. If you'd add anything to my guide, just hit me up on Twitter at dreamexec, or you can send me an email. That's michaelaaronmcnally@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.